Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we be seated? It's just a short testimony before we hear the word of the living God. For some time, Sister Jemima Adeboatin, Mrs. Jemima Edu has been with me in her house.
A breaker cremuni and a yenya by Jemima Adeboatin and any mammy, a war or so for fear.
Onua. And I needed to take her to see a gynecologist at Kumasi Hospital at Sokobang.
Na I was say, or want me home, I'm sure no sebe and a bit to me, I didn't a can home, I didn't a call, I was a beer, a war, Sokobang,
or friend of Kumasi Hospital. Various tests here and there. And by the around 4:30, we came back and showed the results to the doctor.
Now I say, "Ye kwa kwa yen hifi mu ahoro na ye sign by a chi edi hifi mu nu muaya e ba ye chi no edi bre doctor ni."
We had been for Enoch's mother and grandmother's funeral, so I ran out of fuel, and after doing these extra rounds, it was very low. So I was to buy petrol from Sokobine, the dual carriage, this side.
You free, you know, bear my Enoch, mommy, and in an ayin a buy, you know, Nami dear Conyaba, who won't you know, Nami car, no petrol, a woman, not a son, Tiname Toby, a war, petrol station, beer, a war, Sokobine, Quinesu.
So I was in the outer lane, coming from Sokobine, I was in the outer lane.
Now me free so called buying and a neighbor, me war a fast, I hope I say, we genna, South Honor was so
because I knew I'll be making a right.
Let me say my money after any fainting.
So I signaled and I was making a right.
Timmy saw me canyana, a trust, say, me pie after any fun.
During all the rounds, Jemima was sitting in the back, the passenger side back.
Me Nancy and Munina, and I knew you are by Jemima, etime cheap, baby, passenger phone, it's here and only fast.
Right. But after all the rounds, I told her to come to the front.
So I
was going this way, making a right, indicator light switched on.
As
soon as I turned, some taxis had parked half part of the way, so I had to come a little bit further before making, but the indicator light was on anyway. So the space left to turn to the gas station was no, so I had to come a little bit, and then before I realized it, there was this throw at top speed, bang, bang! Just where the sister was sitting, if she had not been moved from there, should have been smashed to pieces. But thanks be to God, nothing happened to me, nothing happened to her.
Amen.
Only the car was damaged, but thanks be to God, where the frame is was not even affected. It's just the doors, and it's almost finished. And I want to thank God. God bless you.
Amen.
God is so blessed.
Amen. Asida ni na ye wudi Jesus Yakuche.
Jesus, Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's all by your grace, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing good we have done.
Yes, Lord.
Undeserving wicked people like us.
Oh, Lord.
But Lord, your grace. Lord, your mercies.
Amen.
Lord, your promptings.
Amen.
Always keep us safe. And Lord, guide us through this wicked world.
Oh, Lord.
You who didn't spare your son and gave him for us. When we were yet sinners in our blackness, in our sinful nature, you did it for us.
Amen.
What else won't you add to it for us?
Oh, Lord.
May you, Lord, help us.
Amen.
This evening, once more, we've gathered.
Amen.
If you don't come, it's a social gathering. But if you come, oh Lord, 1 minute in your presence is more than 25, 24, whatever years we will spend elsewhere.
Amen.
So our prayer is that, Lord, forgive us our sins and our trespasses.
Amen.
Wash us with your blood.
Amen.
And Lord, once more, come and visit us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to 1 Samuel. Chapter 26, verse 7 to 9. These are verses we know already, but I'm praying the Lord help us.
Amen. We and Samuel, you name another, then some bomb pie say, Radina, my boy.
So David and Abishai came to the people by night. And behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God have delivered thy enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite, I pray thee, with a spear over to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. Let's move on. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read one other, and then we take our seats. 2 Samuel chapter 11, same David, verses 14 to 17. 2 Samuel 11. Verses 14. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah into a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take our seats. May the Lord help us. My prayer is that for this short moment, the Lord will visit us.
Amen. Amen.
Last Sunday, I wasn't physically here, but I was following online and following Pastor preach on the Holy Spirit.
And
increasingly, and I'm sure it's also with you, that without the Holy Ghost, we are lost. And we need to be constantly under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So my title was the Holy Spirit, but the sub under that is our heart. We are looking at David.
Yeshua David,
who was or had become a fugitive because Saul, an evil spirit was troubling Saul, and Saul has set himself to hunt David down.
Yeshua David, ya isane homboni bia na eha Saul untino no odi na kuma nyina esi David so say obedi ne boni.
And David was escaping from place to place, and wherever he goes, people will inform about his movement to Saul, and Saul will come after him.
And until not David again free biabako echo biafro na baby biara obekwa kodro no from ho for ebaba bossol amane e ma no toasoa etino.
So it was one of these instances where the town people had informed about him.
Iti ebrebi koko baya from ho for no esan kobo na amane se waba betena ye nchen ha.
And David, being a warrior, sent out spies to ascertain whether truly Saul had come.
David Saul.
In all his troubles, he visited with Abishai. And
there
lay Saul asleep, his army commander and all the top military people who should have kept watch, all asleep.
Now David any Abisai eko baby ana soro wono omukwa kotu ne se wada enaho a asra for doma ekan huwa ebon hu ba yina ano omu yina ansu wada sara.
And his sword just by his head.
Enana ne pia esinetifi.
Amen.
Amen.
And then Abishai said, look, all the prayers, all are running away. Today, the Lord has heard your prayers. There lays your enemy. Give me permission. This one, it will be painless. Once I just strike him and we'll be free. All this running away will stop. But look at David. Because he was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and his heart was right, he had to kill Saul. He couldn't stay anywhere. And anywhere he would go, Saul would also not stay in his palace. He would follow him. So if it were me and you, your enemy, you wouldn't stay in his house. He'd follow you into the bush. Just struck him once. Our hearts, may the Lord help us.
Amen.
Because his heart had been submitted to the Lord, and constantly, even at the peril of his life, said, no, I won't do this.
Nah,
I won't stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Amen.
Abisai koko to Saul, and in a straw for so omada na hati, you know. O katsure de with the semira. And
David
said,
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible instructs us that if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's dying and you happen to find him, save him. Call the ambulance and take him to the hospital. The very person, when he revives, he will attack you. But this is what the Bible is. How can we do that? because it is against any normal human thinking and behavior.
Onipa ohwehwe obone no se nipa no ena trokonkron e ka cho se yenye fa no fa sa kwan we su ebe ye den na se ye nipa no ye betimi ada sa su ye die.
Until we come to the point where David was, our hearts surrendered to the Lord and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. It's only under that conditions that yourself, the action you are taking is against your normal thinking, but the Holy Ghost is impressing upon you to do it. May the Lord help us.
Amen. Eye bra waja ohu nyina mu ede amahom konkron na wakoma so etene ewo nyankopon wanim no sabra no na obetimi ayasa de wadwene e kire wo se kama nye papa emfantia no bone ne ka nanso esele se wo do ho amahom konkron ti no ne ye wo hye wo no eno na wo ye.
Amen.
Amen.
Our hearts, may the Lord help us.
Erade moyen.
So let's go to the other side. Is this same David? In 2 Samuel 26, sorry, 14. Same David. That at the time kings go to battle, he didn't go and was staying in his house in the evening relaxing. He came out and saw a lady washing down. Amen.
Sabir, ye David Krona, ye din kai kan huan semono. Onuan yes, I cast a fan home a war. Someone whom I toss me a to do barcona. A bra now I say I am for a quacon, now so or any David uncle. Now, oh sorry, yeah, and I do brand one in numb, na bounce through, so none any cobble or baby and not old Jarvis one.
So, Abraham questioned us if the first time is a mistake, but if you look again, then it's deliberate. And Satan will always attract you. This is the weakness of us men. And you must decide, will it? Discipline your eyes. That I refuse to see.
Amen.
That action that David didn't take. Sold that seed. Went and made inquiries about the lady and was told, this is Uriah, the Hittite's wife. But what has happened to his heart? That same heart that will not kill someone who was chasing his life, who had made him a fugitive. This time, that same heart couldn't resist. He did what he had to do, and now when he realized that he would be found out, invited Uriah, and Uriah was in that same condition, his heart before the Lord, that how can I go to my house, because when I go I know what will happen. So all the food, the drinks, the inducement, he decided never. His heart was set right. What had happened to David? May the Lord help us. The same person that will not kill Saul. If he had to kill somebody, it was Saul at that time. So how come at this stage, at this time, he could scheme, invite Uriah over, and when it backfired, he had to now write a letter to get him killed? David will not lift the sword against Saul to kill him. So what has happened to him now? That he could write a letter to get, because he wanted to get him killed. Same person, same heart. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
So if we also, we don't stay under the leadership of the Holy Spirit and our heart set right, the very things we know is wrong. If our heart is not set right and we are not under the Holy Spirit, before we will realize we have done it. And our prayers this evening is that, Lord, we are bringing our heart before you.
Amen.
Look at King David and the repercussions of his actions.
Mumaya heard David, Krona, one pe, se obukum on his soul. Senanka obi wo ho a e wo se David ekum na nanka e ye wo hene Saul nanso wampɛ se wo de ne nsa e beka wo hene Saul esan na koma na etene e wo nyankopon anim e ko ba ne sen e na afɛ de wakɔ akɔfa uria a wo ye na ko a ere na afɛ de wo hu se e da di a nanim begu asinti no wahyehyɛ ho atwerɛ enwoma e de ama se yɛmfa ne ko gyina akɔno ba bi e ho den se bɛ ye na obewuo David kro no a no esan se aha de na koma entenenti Wenti ena wase denyi naano yetina hon kukron akenias esi. Ne yebema yakuma atini ewo nyanku pwenim.
The heart, his heart was corrupted or had become corrupted to the extent that he could scheme and get Uriah killed.
Afedi ene David akuma aseya se ultimi mposhe shye hon sebe ye niyadi Uriah bejina bebi e ho din na wawu.
May the Lord help us.
Erademoyen.
By his grace.
Enam na dom so.
Every time we are in his presence, he feeds us.
Abrebia ye baba na enimu pemu no, omayen ne ehia.
And we are inexcusable because we know the right thing. We've been told.
Ye ni anu ye biara, esan se ye nim enipa ni nyina, ne ye wose wode mayen nyina no, ode amayen.
But a profound statement was made one time when Brother Martin was preaching, he said, when that same water, word of life, if you refuse to let it work on you, then it starts corrupting you. So water that will make a tree alive and grow very well, when that same tree dies and is in water, it starts going bad. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord work on our hearts.
Amen.
Such that this constantly, the washing of the word by the word that he keeps giving us, will not get to a point where we don't care again. Oh, where do I see him? We start here. We know we are now better. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
So that it will rather work on us, polishing us, changing us from glory to glory, from glory to glory, till we'll be like Jesus when he comes.
Amen.
But if not, stiff neck and hearts of stone will constantly sit under the feet of these words, and it will have no impact on us. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Our prayer this evening is that, Lord, we surrender ourselves unto you.
Amen.
There are a lot of things we know. I know myself, you know. We want the Lord to search us.
Amen.
So that we'll put those things right before him.
Amen.
This is my weakness, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
So when David, after the prophet Nathan came, with the wisdom the Lord gave him and convicted him, he fell at the feet of the Lord. Lord, you are the only one I have sinned against. When he went back, the true sign for us also, when the word convicts us, we are not going to fight anybody. Lord, it's me. It came Amen. For me. I accept it. Lord, help me. This is my weakness. Lord, help me. My heart is hard. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Lord, I'm not fully converted. Help me.
Amen.
And the Lord is looking for hearts like that so that he will work on us. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
We are not pushing the word to anybody. What is coming is for me.
Amen.
Lord, help me. As David did. As we stand up, Wednesday is for prayer. I've gone almost halfway so that we can have half the time for prayers. Lord, help me.
Amen.
I have a stony heart. Lord, work on it for me.
Amen.
These are my weaknesses. Lord, help me. I need your grace. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Lord, save David. If David at a point will not kill Saul, and then down the lane, when he should have been comfortable, rather, he could scheme and kill. It's a sign that at that point, he wasn't fully under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So he slipped. We don't want to slip.
Amen.
We want to be consistent Christians every day, moving and improving, getting closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, reflecting his character. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Rajon, come over. Oso che onyina.
Oh, che onyina. Jesus na okumununu. Oche
so da o che wo yin a
before the Lord. Look at David.
David.
At the time he was being harassed, being chased.
And
yet he would not lift up his hand to strike Saul.
Under
the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Where his heart set right. We want to ask the Lord, Lord, work on our hearts.
Yes,
our stony hearts, our unbelieving hearts. Lord, we bring it before your throne this evening. The Lord, all that has been preached to us, all the truth that we know. A cool heart, a heart. That is receptive to his word. A heart that's under the control of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord said, you take our stony hearts and give us a heart of flesh. Lord, we yield our hearts unto you. Lord, take over. Let's pray.
Sorry.
Of the Lord, we are inexcusable before Him. We've been taught right. We know the truth. But how does it compare with our life? We want to ask the Lord.
We need the Holy Spirit. For what we know is truth to be translated to life. That the Holy Spirit takes over and is no longer us. But the Holy Spirit living the life of Christ through our members. Our prayer this evening is that, Lord, help us. Because the people around us see us. We want our testimony to be a life, a preaching, live the life.
Let's
pray. Father, we are before you once more. By your grace, you taught us right. We know the truth. Lord, man, the truth in itself. Alone, not having a shepherd on the life. Lord, is a condemnation. Father, I am to me. Oh, I
of life in time and I
to thee.
Lord, we want to go closer
to thee. Oh Lord, closer.
The challenges and the temptations and the things we go through are all the Lord using that to prepare us.
When the Lord
when he has a high position for you, he takes you through things to shape you, to perfect you, so that when you stand, you'll not disgrace him.
So we will be a crumbi at the mawa, what do fat your mate saying in emo at the so at the two hundred men in our Sabayana Wujina.
Pray and ask the Lord, whatever we are going through, human beings who give suggestions and all sorts of ideas and suggestions, but we want our heart to be established. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Say, and your man
there are times the Lord just keep quiet, silent, and watching what you do. And this has happened to the patriarchs. Look at David under being chased. But he was anointed
king.
Look at Joseph. Framed up in prison, but yet the Lord was watching. May the Lord help us. So that he will establish our hearts, we will let the peace that he gives to reign in our members, to reign in our heart, to reign in our spirit. When all around us is confusion. So that we can sing all is well when actually all is in confusion and in turmoil.
It
takes the Holy Spirit.
It takes
the Holy Spirit for a son or a daughter of the Lord to sing all is well, when in actual sense, all is in confusion. May the Lord help
us.
May the Lord help us. Let's pray. Father, once more, we lift our hands, we lift our hearts to you. It's only you that can help us, Lord, to remain calm. It's when your Holy Spirit is leading us. When Job has lost everything within a day, and messengers kept coming and bringing evil reports, and he could say, the Lord gives and the Lord takes.
Blessed be your name, O Lord.
That's the confession of a son that was fully yielded to you. A son that was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we also want to come into that position. Lord, our prayer is that help us and
draw me near.
Lord, when things are upside down, when we don't see head or tail, when we don't know what to do next, but Lord, your Spirit, bearing witness with our spirit that all. Yeah. Brethren, before the Lord, we want to remember Sister Mary J, who is undergoing or will be undergoing surgery at Confanotry. Our brother Ebenezer is also at D3 Confanotry. He's suffering a stroke, and Ebenezer is at from Jabin Church, but now on admission at D3, and is the brother of Sister Grace Abrefi Angel, Brian Angel's wife, Brian Angel's brother-in-law.
Yenua Ebenezer ye yenua berma encho akunta a wo dwaben asafomu ena wo yagena to D3 a enwodwe ya rebi ena aka no.
We also want to remember the church choir who be on a retreat on the 21st next coming Saturday, singing and playing instruments, singing, and we want the anointing of the Lord, that the Lord through their songs will perform miracles. We also bring others before the Lord. We want to remember Bra Kwapon. We want to remember Bra George Obeying, Sister Victoria Tivo, Sister Georgina at PRC, Old Man Joshua, and as many as the Lord will lay on your heart as we pray. Bring your own prayers, your own supplications also before the Lord.
Sani Ebekai and Yanumi, Yamami Victoria, Ativo, Yam Papa Joshua, Yam Papa George of Bain, Yam Papa Quapon, and Yanuma Horobia, a Radinadi on Betuara Kumaso, Sarah, and Awans will be Sadian Sono, Obit Media Ba Eradianim.
We want to remember Sister Emilia Bokiti that the Lord will continue to hold her and strengthen her.
Ebekai Yanumba, Emilia Bokiti, a Radina crown on our Shenidin.
Let's pray. Precious Lord, we bring your children before you. You are our healer, Lord. In your stripes, Lord, I lift Mary before you. As she undergoes this surgery, you have done it for others. You are the never failing God. We pray, O Lord, that may you intercede
for us.
Lastly, we want to remember Sister Genevieve that whatever Satan and his agents are planning against him will be nullified. So do we lift ourselves also before the Lord, that the Lord, whatever agents of Satan are doing, Our Lord is aware and is watching. And he defeat all of them. Let's pray and then we wrap it up. Briefly, for Sister Genevieve, and then we wrap it up. Let's pray. Precious Lord, we lift your daughter before you. Whatever Satan and his agents are planning, you who see secrets, whenever they plan, you reveal so that you destroy the works of the enemy. Father, we lift her before you. Grant her relief. We come against every plan of the enemy. We turn their counsel into foolishness. And we pray that, oh, yes, they will plan. They will do all that they want to do. But your children will always go over these obstacles, all these temptations and all these machinations. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Precious Lord, we thank you for a time in your presence.
Amen.
We are grateful, Lord, for visiting us this Amen. Evening. Father, we present our hearts before you.
Amen.
May you, Lord, fill us with your spirit.
Amen.
May your spirit take control, absolute control of our whole being.
Amen.
Spirit, soul, and soul, Lord.
Amen.
And lead us, oh Lord. Help us, Lord. That as you led David, when he was in right alignment with you, sin could not get close to him.
Oh Lord.
But Lord, when his heart turned, he got tempted. Our prayer this evening is that, Lord, let us stay in your presence.
Amen.
Satan and his agents and all their machinations, they will do all right. But when you are in the presence, we are immune.
Amen.
Fill us, lead us, take us home, and Lord, help us to be reflecting always on this, that we stay under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with us.